Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But during these colder northern hemispheric Earth months, let us provide some warmth to keep the chill away. Namely, the white-hot rage produced by thinking about how much time you've spent listening to this. And that thermostat is about to rise even further because it's time to sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt, please. Ass always. Is that what you said?
What's this?
You said you're joined ass always?
Ass always. Oh, you know what? I am going to start saying that. I'm joined
ass always.
By my good butt. Chunt the Talking. You know what? Actually,
I'll take it.
I'm sorry to do this to you, Chunt. We're going to start the episode over. Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my good butt, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Worth it.
Worth it. I'll probably cut that first part off so that we just start with the gold.
Yeah, sort of a... What did you say it was called? A circumcision?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Cut that first part off is what you said.
Do you think it's a good idea for me to go back and delete every episode before this one as well? Like, literally, that's where we start.
Yeah, I think so. Might as well.
By the way, congratulations, Chunt, on another successful Chunt for Red October.
Thank you.
I don't remember anything about what happened. Maybe I had a few too many drinks.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that because we haven't recorded it yet, but... Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Arnie. It was tough because with all this warring going on with the animals, you know, everyone is so negative. There's so much war happening. But, you know, I'm glad the theme was this year, hey, be positive. And I feel like we helped out a lot of wounded animals and, of course, vampires and whatnot.
Yeah. And listener, dear listener, don't worry. You haven't drunk too much. And that's why you've forgotten about the Chunt for Red October episode. This year, as an exciting bonus, it's just available on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not yet a member of the Magic Tavern Patreon Society, go over to patreon.com/magictavern and get your Red October on.
Yeah.
I'm just spinning the greatest phrases ever so far this episode.
I think so. Taking the straw, turning it into gold, as you said, someone on Earth once did. Now, Arnie, you mentioned that your blood type is you are a universal donger.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm a universal donger.
Interesting.
I'm also going to add that. I'm sorry to do this. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast on the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Nike. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, hosted by me, the Universal Donger, Arnie Niekamp, and I'm joined, as always, by my good butt, Chunt the Talking Badger. How you doing, buddy?
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Shebang, shebang, Arnie.
Shebang, shebang.
Ooh, baby. You got it.
Speaking of shebanging, she bangs, my other co-host, Usidor the Blue.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And let the goddesses know, and let the angels sing, and let the heavens ope, and let Arnie know. People don't tune into this show to hear that intro that much.
Did someone bump into you during that speech right there? You said, let the heavens ope.
Hello, bartender. May I have a large serving of water and another large serving of oil?
Usidor, are you throwing your voice?
I wish. I'm very interested in.
Thank you. They both look equally delicious.
They're equally delicious. That's kind of fun.
A little loud guy over at the
awkward
bar.
Awkward gentleman over there at the bar speaking very loudly. That's sort of my deal.
Moving so stiltedly.
Just pull this chair out here.
Oh, why would you announce that and then do it so poorly?
It is good to release tension on the legs.
That's true.
Why is he putting that chair on his head, though?
Well, to release tension in your legs. If you if you sit too long, it puts tension on your legs, so you got to put the chair on your head sometimes.
Friend, why don't you turn that frown upside down and put that chair under your derriere and have a seat and be our guest?
What? Me? Why, I do look like a person you would invite to have meet you at your table as an equally sized person.
Oh. That's exactly what I was thinking.
And, you know, when you say equally sized, you're quite tall. You're about the same height as me. As some of our listeners might know, I'm 6'4".
Which is an extremely common height for a human to be.
Sure, I guess so.
Well, Arnie, you're downplaying it. You subtle buffoon. You are 6'4" and made of muscle.
Oh, thank you.
But what is your job? How do you make a living?
Oh, I'm a universal donger, I think,
I remember most correctly. Of it. Yes. I feel like that brings in the most money. And then I guess, we do this podcast, which, again, if you don't mind being a guest on, it's sort of like, how to explain it? It's sort of like theater for the ears.
Theater for the ears. Mm-hmm. And this is a common thing that humans do. So I, of course, will partake.
Ooh, perfect. Got the chair under his butt. Good job.
Yes, thank you. And Mr. Bisk, nice to see you as well.
Excuse me?
Yes, nice to see you, Dick Bisk.
I'm known to the gnomes as Dick Bisk. But I am Usidor the Blue, one of the greatest wizards in all of Foon. You as a human certainly don't need to call me by such a nomenclature.
yes, I wouldn't use nomenclature, would I? I would use humanclature.
Correct.
I'm sorry, Usidor.
So, friend, what is your name?
I am Micronomo Goodgear, the human man.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't sure how much of that was your name and how much of that was you struggling to say it. What was your name?
Micronomo. I'm Micronomo Goodgear.
Micronomo Goodgear.
Mike Cronomo.
Yes, I go by Mike.
Oh, thank God. I wasn't going to remember that name, Arnie.
I know. I'm still struggling to remember, as always, my good butt, Chunta talking, and then the Universal Donger thing, like...
Oh, ass, butt, and dong. You are all healthy sexual humans, I see. Very good, very good.
Oh, thank you so much. Not humans, but all... thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You, of course, are a...
Friend to all.
Oh, lovely. A friend to me, I hope, as well.
Absolutely.
A friend would have remembered my entire name. Can you say it back to me just one time, please?
I want to say Mike Animal?
Mike, yeah, that's right. It's Mike Snow.
Chunt, are you talking about our good friend Micronimo Goodyear?
Yes, that's my human name.
Well, it sounds like a classic human name to me. I wouldn't know. They all sound a little strange to my ear.
Oh, well, you're a Goodyear simp over here. Fucking Goodyear simp.
Whoa.
Sucking up.
Well, I'm just saying, human language isn't quite as beautiful as, say, like an elven language. You'd say something like Nathaniel Quenyarvin. You say things like Arnie Kneecap.
And, you know, Gnomish is also dulcet language, pleasant to the ear.
Mm-hmm. Why, strange gnomes have come up twice.
It's, you know, not a competition between Gnomish and Elvish, but if it were, they would be in the running.
Now, friend, I don't mean to be rude, but I can't help but notice that it looks like you're made out of wood.
Whoa.
Usador.
That's the horniest thing I've ever heard.
It's a very finely polished wood. It looks beautiful.
Usador, polished wood.
A great deal of craftsmanship, but
I feel like being called out as horny by a butt-ass big donger over there is the height of hypocrisy.
I'm not the butt-ass big donger. That's Arnie.
Look. Oh, great. Now I got to write this down. Let's see. I'm your host, Butt-ass Big Donger.
Yes, well, if it looks like
now,
I'm made of wood.
It's quiet. Give him a second to write it down.
This is going to take me like
he's
a half
taking
hour,
so okay, go ahead. Go
I
ahead.
Don't know why he writes it down. He never remembers. He eats that paper almost immediately.
If I was made of wood, that wouldn't be a problem, would it?
No. I would ask, since you're obviously a human, which bewitched you to become this wooden man, this finely polished, well, extremely well-crafted, automaton-ish thing we see before us?
Look, I'm going to get down to brass tacks because it is so hot in here.
Whoa, there's a bunch of brass tacks inside.
His torso is opening up and
he's literally getting down to the brass tacks.
Just take this chainmail tack stuff.
Oh, so much steam.
Oh,
a compartment in the middle of him opened up and there's a little man inside this big man.
That's better. Look, I know I had you guys fooled 8 ways from Foon Day, but I'm actually a gnome in a man suit.
I knew it! Arnie, there's been a gnome inside you this whole time. Let's rip you open.
No, no.
Oh, no, it's okay, friend. You can reveal yourself. Everything, we're being honest now.
I wish I was a little person inside this big man suit, but I am really just this big man.
Arnie, wouldn't it be fun if there's like a little brain in your tummy? Just like a little brain controlling everything?
I don't know. That sounds gross. It sounds like a Quato situation.
No, I think he was more like an ID he'd write down and he'd shred it a little bit later. Just something right off the dome, you know, right off the top of his...
Super dome, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I feel like I was doing, dare I say, a perfect job impersonating a human man, even down to the exact size of an existent human here. But I feel like I really slipped in the Dick Bisque there when I called you that.
Yes, that should have been our first clue. For who else would call me Dick Bisque but the gnomes of Foon? Unless, of course, we're talking about the southern gnomes, in which case they would call me Randy Spankalots.
Yes, of course. I have a cousin who lives in the south, and yes, you're just as famous there for an equally excellent name.
Thank you.
Is there anything that more underlines the north versus south divide in this world than the fact that the northern gnomes call you Dick Bisque and the southern gnomes call you Randy Spanks-a-Lot?
That you remember.
Yeah, or for now.
If anything really typifies the Foonish division of north and south, that is it. And we gnomes are proud of that, frankly. We have a lot of those little, turns of phrase where it's like, oh, in the south, they call you sweetheart a little bit more in the gnomish towns. And in the north, there's more steam power.
Yes, well, and in the south, they also say, like, bless your little tiny hat.
Yes, exactly.
But when they say that, they're not really, they don't mean bless your tiny hat. They mean you're kind of an asshole.
In the north, you hear Fing Yellick, and in the south, you hear Fing Yallick.
That's true.
Yes. These are the things we know about the north and the south of Foon.
In the north, they call it Foon. In the south, they call it Pepsi.
Oh, right. Yeah. And also, northern gnomes will drive a carriage like this.
Yeah.
But in the south, gnomes drive their carriages like this.
Hey, yeah. Oh, that's our stereotype. Only we get to do that one, okay?
Sorry. Yeah, I felt like I overstepped. I'm sorry.
You're not wrong, but you're a little too right for right now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
So, Micronimo, I have to ask, what possessed you to build such a fine human simulacrum?
Well, if you must know...
I mean, we don't must know. We're curious.
Yes, well...
I must know! I insist!
Okay, he must know.
I'm on a recon mission. I'm undercover. Oh. I was doing, I think, again, frankly, a perfect job until...
I agree. You put that chair on your head, and I thought, perfect human move.
Thank you. I learned that in the South.
That adds up.
Yes, well, I'm on a recon mission because the gnomes of Mechatronica, where I'm from, of course, we all know the moving city of Mechatronica where the gnomes live.
Oh.
We're running out of energy and magic, and our city is tiring itself out.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, how may we assist? For here, you look upon one of the greatest wizards in all of Foon, and Foon's greatest warrior, and Foon's greatest lawyer, and Chunt, the talking badger, who's actually a shapeshifter.
You're a shapeshifter? Wow, that is impressive. Unbelievable.
Thank you. Yeah, people, you know, you hear the list of what everyone is, and usually people are really impressed by that one.
And I used to be Foon's greatest warrior, but now I'm just a butt-ass donger.
You know what? That's not lateral, buddy. That feels like an upgrade.
Upgrade.
I'm sorry, it's just that I had to go through all this work to shift my shape into this one different shape, and you can just do it whenever you want? That's incredible.
Just say a thing. He'll turn into it. Right, John? Just say a thing.
Yeah, say something. Except for, like, don't say, like, jealousy or something.
Oh, no, that's so stupid, isn't it? When you're, like, playing 20 questions with someone, and it's, like, the concept of infinity.
Ugh. Yeah, what are you doing?
I think it's kind of a clever idea, but go on.
Arnie does it all the time.
Can you look like a duck platypus thing that maybe can only say, like, one word?
Okay, a duck platypus thing that can only say one word. Okay. Yeah, I just have to picture it in my mind's eye.
We all know what a platypus looks like here in Foon, of course.
Right, a platypus. But you want a duck platypus thing. Hybrid, like a duck fucked a platypus.
Yes, well, it didn't, I mean, it could have come about through magic. It wouldn't have necessarily
No. Chunt, I think the duck fucked the platypus in this
situation. It's usually, as a result of duck fuck. And it only says one word. Do you have any preference on what the word is?
Yeah, which word?
Quack or...
No, I mean, I feel like this is a dealer's choice moment, really. So, we could give you a minute. And so a lawyer, huh? That must be really interesting.
Well, I guess I am the greatest lawyer in all of Foon because I helped Arnie in a time of need, and I defeated the greatest lawyer, Barnor the lawyer, who was the related to Arnor the warrior. Yes, so I took his title on, and now I don't practice a lot of law.
Because you're so good at it?
I don't need to practice.
You're incredible, Dick. Do you know that?
Oh, I wish people said that to me more often.
I think a duck platypus thing would look a little something like this. Turns around, turns back around.
Half back.
Half back. Oh, it's a refund. A partial refund.
Half back. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Incredible. I am so impressed by that. Watch this here. I'm gonna pull this lever on here.
Oh.
Yeah, your arm went up.
Yeah, that's all. And look here, I can do it with the other one.
Huh.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, that took me 3 years to build that.
Oh, wow. Yes. Wow.
Wow, very impressive. Why don't we take a quick break and we'll be half back?
He said more than one thing.
Half back.
So, Mike, and I guess, is your name Mike? Like, is the big U have a different name than the the regular-sized you?
No, my name is Micronimo Goodgear.
That's not atypical for a human, is it? What's your name?
My name is Arnie Niekamp.
Arnie Niekamp. See, that's just as staccato as Micronimo Goodgear. It's equally as mellifluous.
So, Mike, why don't you tell me a little bit about the process, like, of making this thing? Like, on my world, we'd call it, like, a mech, probably.
Yes, because it's mechanical.
I don't think it's a mech. I think it's very nice. I don't think it's a mess at all.
Yeah, black this mech.
Thank you, Dick Bisk and Chunt. You know, it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And in my case, a good chunk of the city, we all got together. Most gnomes, I don't know if you know this, when gnomes are doing their artifices, they often have a specialization. So my father, Numanico, he helped with some of the steam pressurization stuff. And my mom, Resonancy, helped with the vocal box. So you've noticed that my voice changed when I took the suit apart.
I did notice.
Sorry, what was your mom's name?
Resonancy.
Resonancy. Huh.
That's an old gnomish name. Oh, her mother was also Resonancy, but she specialized in nuts and bolts. So sometimes the name comes, but that's not what you specialize in. Mm-hmm. But often it does. So Micronimo, I'm really good at making the very fine, small, tiny little parts. And Goodgear, that's our family name, because, you know, we keep it tight. You know, they mesh very well. Minimal jarring. You know, you lube it up a little bit, and you're good to go, we say. Okay. That's on my family crest, too, but it's in Gnomish.
Ooh, he pulled a bunch of levers to make his wooden arm nudge us.
He had to do so much work to do that subtle gesture.
There's a wink switch somewhere around here, too. Oh, here it is.
Oh.
My mom got it to make the sound wink when I hit the switch, too.
Oh, thank you, Resonancy.
That was a gift from her. It was a going-away gift, because she's terribly worried. We're all terribly worried. The city is it's winding down.
That's right. Yeah, you said it's running out of energy and magic.
Yes.
So it runs on those two things. Where do you get your source of energy, and where do you get your source of magic?
Well, originally our city was enchanted by Lodestone Greatcraft. You know, the Green Wizard.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Spintax?
Oh, that's Spintax.
Sure, yeah, come say.
Come where?
Is that another one of his names?
No, that's what Jamilius the Mauve is known as in the South.
Oh, okay. So you spent some time in the South.
Well, yeah, we summer there. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole city summers there is the thing, you know. Not every gnome has a giant moving artificial city. Oh. That's our thing, you know.
Well, not every human has a giant moving tavern. You may not know this, but the Wanderlust itself is ambulatory.
Is it really? I would love to see the mechanism.
It's supposed to be. I don't know how well it works. Arnie kept putting his gum on stuff.
Yeah. We can't really control it, so it moves when it wants to move, which is sort of the worst of both worlds.
Oh, so how do you know where you're going to end up?
We don't.
Who built this? That's ridiculous.
That's a good question.
How did we do it? It wasn't a curse. How did we get it to begin
with? I bought it. It's cursed. I haven't really dug much into the lore.
Oh.
I've been more interested in my own personal lore recently.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. I understand that. Although, to be so jejune about a cursed object is really... I like that.
That's me.
What a strength of character you must have.
I'm just a Jejun universal donger.
Arnie, you are a bit Jejun.
What ought a universal donger to be but not Jejun? As long as he doesn't have ennuiness.
Chunt, we just had Chunt for Red October. It's not time to start planning Jizz June yet.
Oh, come on.
Do you celebrate Jizz June here?
We do now.
We will next year.
I thought that was just in the South.
Yeah.
What a fun time. You know that one tree when it comes into bloom and everything smells like that? Oh, I love Jizz June. Oh, it's beautiful in the South. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So anyway, Lodestone Greatcraft.
Ugh.
He put a great spell on the city to help us move around, and I don't know what has happened with magic and wizards lately.
I'll tell you. I have an answer for you. Ooh. The wizards are a bunch of assholes, and they've decided to become warlords and cruel, unthinking masters of land and territory. Thinking of these paltry mortal things because they themselves have become mortal and they become petty in their mortal natures, forgetting their better natures, yes? They should think back to the goddesses and they should think of how they could benefit all the good peoples and children of Foon. Yea, and I shall set the example for them by helping you, my Chronomo. If Spintax is giving you some sort of crappy green spell, let it be fixed with blue magic.
Wait, really? You would do that for my city?
Sure. Like, Arnie,
you
what do you say?
You can do that? You're sure, right? I don't, you know, don't get over your skis here. You're great, Dick, but...
I don't know exactly what you need.
I would love for you to try. I don't know what I need either. It would require a wizard of great power to even diagnose it properly.
Well, I assume when he casts this spell, he sets some sort of crystal stone at the center
of the city.
There's
a crystal stone, yes, that's in the center of the city. And there's a lot of, there's metal rods that are connecting against it, and then those go to other different bigger metal rods, and those usually move in and out.
Can I ask, the crystal stone in the center of the city, does it hum or does it buzz?
Good question.
Is it like a hum or is it like a buzz? Does that make sense?
I would say, yeah, it's like
a hum or is it like a buzz?
It's like a hmm, bzzz, yeah. Bzzz,
oh, hum and, ooh, it's a hum and buzz. Hum that's and intricate. It's a hum that's and a buzz. Little, it's a little more intricate. Yes. Yeah, do you think?
And this crystal stone in the middle of the city, when you get close to it, does it sort of make you hear whispering sounds or does it make your teeth fall out?
It makes your teeth vibrate, usually that will make you sneeze. And then, you know, you will have dark dreams for 3 days.
Okay.
If you pass the threshold of runes that he inscribed on the floor around it, and which, you know, we are extremely loath to do.
Was this crystal stone the fourth in a series of cities? And you kind of, like, you look back and you go, crystal stone's not that good.
Yeah, when Spintax left, did his hat fly off his head? And,
and
like
he grabbed it?
A young wizard went to grab it, and he was like, nah.
You know, as I think
Mike,
about it,
Mike, you look
it,
like
yes.
You know exactly what we're talking about.
He had his green shoes were showing, and mm-hmm. he was flying off mm-hmm. into the air. Yes, no, this sounds familiar. This sounds familiar.
Have you considered having, like, replacing it with a dial?
Well, I'm sure the previous version, he probably had some sort of cup there in the middle of the city, like a magical cup.
Okay,
and then,
so it sounds like you guys have a handle on this thing then, so maybe you could just suggest solutions.
Hold on, and it sounds like you said there's runes on the ground. I bet all the runes, whatever words they sort of indicate, start with J, is that right?
Mike, you have no idea how fun this is to talk about it. I'm so sorry.
No, it looks like you guys are having a wonderful time. And as with new friends, I too enjoy having a wonderful time. I just don't want to lose sight of my mission. Yeah. And Dick... you, it sounds like you could maybe help. It sounds like all of you have parts of a great idea that you're really all just bringing together in a great mm-hmm. assemblage of
sure.
reference
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Fun.
Why'd it have to be mechs?
I guess my question is, yeah, why did it have to be mechs?
Well, that's our specialty.
How is building a human suit for yourself helping you in any way at all?
Well, we don't know because we haven't been able to talk to Lodestone, but we're worried that he's angry at us, and so if he sees gnomes around, he might assume that we came from Mechatronica, and he might want to do us ill, and so I thought I'll disguise myself, because again, all the wizards, they're warlords, they're being dicks, I think you said, and
yeah.
it's bad stuff out there, man, it's bad stuff.
Yeah.
I would recommend not going to Spintax at all. One... He's always been a dick, even before all this mortal bullshit. Like, everyone thinks he's so great, but he's not that great.
The whole city was moving around. It was a mobile city.
Well, okay, but I live in a tavern that also moves around because of a curse.
I mean, I believe you. I'd love to get a look at the gears and stuff that's underneath it, but right now all sure. I have is your word that this thing moves around. I'm telling you, my city. I guess all you have is my word that it moves around, but I built this thing, so, you know, extrapolate it. Because I don't know. I'm just saying.
You know, I guess I don't know either, because maybe you're just full of crap, just like Spintax, you know? You're such good friends with him. Why don't you go kiss his green butt?
Dick.
Arnie, I don't know if you noticed this, but they're both pissing at the same time.
Oh, God damn it! I have a leak in my suit. Hold on a second. Oh, this is embarrassing.
I'm not embarrassed.
I thought I did a better job building this thing, and now my city's not gonna be fixed, and my whole family's gonna die, and then there's gonna be some other thing that talked about. I don't quite get the reference in my speech. I know.
It's okay. It's okay.
Now, Micronimo, I don't know. I don't know why your family would die if the city quit moving.
It's part of the spell. If the city spends more than 1 week of sunsets in the same place, it will shatter and explode.
Oh. Okay.
Or so I'm told.
Why is it made that way in the first place? Yeah.
I don't know. You're the one who said wizards are dicks and they do weird things for inscrutable reasons. I can't.
I'll say this. You're right. Sometimes wizards are dicks. They do things for inscrutable reasons. But also, magic's crazy, man. Like, if you want to make a moving city, there's always a price to pay. And it's like, well, I can make the city move, but if it holds still for seven sunsets, it's going to blow up with all your family in it. That's the only way I can get it to move.
I know this isn't your fault, Micronimo, but at some, like, whoever in your town originally agreed to this, they're like, we need this city to move, and we're willing to pay the price that it'll blow up if it stays still.
This is three generations old here. I should have thought to ask my grandparents why they did it this way. It is an asinine setup. Just make it stop.
What are the benefits of a moving city? Like, what do you... Is it just that you move so you don't blow up? Or are there actual good things about it?
Hey, man, look at you. You come that way. You're stacked that tall, naturally. Yeah. And look at me. I fit inside. I'm a squirrel and a half. Two squirrels tall, max, buddy, okay? And so, it's scary out there for a little guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hear you.
I've tried to tell him.
Right?
I hear you. Go off, Short King.
Thank you. It's hard. It's scary, and you know, we just want to protect ourselves, and this is how we know. This is our way. We build our defenses with the power of our brains and our hands, and you know, it's just nice to have a little empathy, you know.
Sure, I'm sorry I got angry with you before. I'm so jealous of Spintax, and I don't know why he's cursed your city in this way, though it has given you some power to move around and overcome your fears, I see. Perhaps, you know, if we want to... What could I do? What if... How about this? Okay, here, I'm just spitballing some magic ideas here.
Oh, please. Magic is crazy, man. It is so wild and out there. I would love to hear it.
What if I don't fix the spell? Because I don't know if I can... If I start messing with Spintax's magic, I might do something even worse. But what if I made the city so it flies? Then it's not still for the 7 days. It's technically not walking around anymore, but it can fly wherever you want it to fly.
If you feel like this is a concession, then I am willing to take it. I would love a flying city.
Well, but hear the whole thing. The city can fly, but if the city ever dips below a certain speed, everyone inside the city immediately turns old.
Oh, no. Shyamalan, that sounds terrible. Is it always like this with wizards? Is he always doing this where it's like you get one thing and then you get half back? That sounds terrible.
And just be careful because sometimes wizard magic is sort of like a monkey's paw where it's like your city will fly, but it'll go like 1,000 miles per hour to where like everyone's skin flies off or something.
Flying. Oh, no.
So like, be careful.
Oh, you got to really, well, and he's a lawyer, or you know, he's not practicing anymore, but he'll be really great at the fine details.
Yeah. Ani, Chunt, Micronimo, do you need anything from the bar?
I'll take another, hold on, what is this fluid that leaked out of me earlier? I'll take like a half rainbow bowl, half red potion, just mix it together.
Okay.
And Micronimo, don't feel bad about leaking fluid before. If I've learned anything, is you make something, and eventually there's going to be more piss than you expected. Take that from a butt-ass donger.
I like that you looked down to read that.
That is somehow comforting to me, thank you. So when you're saying when you produce, maybe not life, but another body of some kind, it'll expel fluids?
Well, yeah, or if you make a creative endeavor, there's just going to be a lot more fluids in that endeavor than you originally thought there would be.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dick Bisque. If you can get that rainbow bowl, red potion, half, I would love it. I need to fill my suit up again. But I'm going to think about your offer and think about ways that I can
I can corral you in so you can't monkey paws me where the first two fingers go down and then just the middle one's left up right in my face.
Sure, do your best.
I'll have some talent wine.
Talent wine, Chunt?
Let me get a king's juice.
King's juice. Know that while I bring these drinks from the bar, there shall be a price to be exacted.
You know, in the South, we call king's juice Coke.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But wait, don't you also call any wine Coke?
Yes.
And you also call water Coke.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call cocaine?
That's the Pixie's Whisper.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, we could really go for some Pixie's Whisper right now.
Yeah, that must be so tough to be, like, stressing about your city and also your family.
Yeah, you guys, you don't have any Pixie's Whisper, do you?
No, Usador might have some more glore, but there'll be a price to pay.
Oh, no, I got off that stuff. That will mess you up.
Ah, here you are, king's juice, a talent wine, a half rainbow bowl and half red potion, and I shall take your firstborn child.
Whoa, I didn't even agree to anything yet. Hold on.
That's 3/4 firstborn children for me today. Good job, Usador.
Wow, you're on a tear.
I really am. Let's take a quick break.
No, you're standing on a tear, Usador. Your robe is caught on a nail.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so then, like, the city can fly. It can't go, like, 1,000 miles an hour.
Chunt.
You know, our skin won't fly off. There's a protective dome. We can break and slow down if we need to. And,
Chunt, during the break, did you give Micronimo some cocaine?
No, I gave him some Pixie's Whisper. This That's dude is absolutely thing. Zooted.
And then we can set it down for one hour if we need to.
I'm writing it down.
Okay, dude. All right.
Mike, you're so interesting all of a sudden. And you're dancing.
You.
Your dancing is amazing. You look so good dancing.
I just it feels good to do. Hey, we should start a business. Do you want to start a podcast? Oh, no, never mind.
Don't
ask him
to start another podcast.
No. That's a dumb idea. That's a dumb idea. That's the only one I'll have the whole night, though. The rest are going to be platinum coated.
I don't know. It seems like I'm not really getting much out of this deal.
Let me fix your tavern. Let me fix your tavern. Let me look at the. Why don't you take me down to the basement? Let me look at the tavern. I can see if I can like fix the gears. And you can take this thing wherever you want, man.
All right, I'll make a deal with you. If you fix the tavern so we can be controlled by us to go where we want when we want, then I'll fix your town. And nothing weird will happen.
Nothing weird?
Nothing at all. I'll just fix it.
All right, hold on. Let me just get this arm up in front of my face here.
It looks like they're about to shake on it.
All right.
Just spit on the wood.
And then here you go.
Okay, it's really... Oh, slam Diesel in the face.
So make a deal.
Sorry.
Here, move the hand over here.
Sorry, hold on.
Okay, real quick, Mike. Mike.
Your robe is catching again on the nail there.
All right, sorry about that.
Mike, real quick. You can take that deal with Usador. You can. Or you can have what's in this box.
Oh, man, that's a good-looking box there. Look at that. Oh, it's got a nice ribbon around it there.
What's in the box?
Wait, do I hear a goat bleeding from inside of that box?
Yeah, it's a goat.
Nice try, man. Yeah. You tried to monkey paw me with a goat hoof. All right, no. Deal, Usador. You're sorry, dick. Deal.
There we go. Okay. Yes, deal is made. There's a little hatch here right under the table. If you want to just take a look at
this. Gnome-sized. That's interesting.
Oh, maybe gnomes built the... Travin originally.
Oh. Okay, let me just get down here and then. All right, okay, so. Oh, yeah! Are you kidding me? My dad worked on this.
Oh. Really?
It's got a little stamp on it right there. Yeah, it's a little stamp on there right there.
A little maker's mark. That's nice.
Oh, yeah, I could go for some of that too if you're behind the bar there while you're at it. Okay, hold on, let me get back down here.
What's the value? What could we sell it for? Should we take the Tavern to Antiques Roadshow?
It's my tavern. I don't want to sell it, at least not this season.
Well, it'd just be nice to know how much it's worth, and then you can keep it in the family. That's what they usually do.
I'm excited that there's apparently some lore down there.
Okay, I think I've got it. It was just a couple things tightened, a couple things loosened.
Hold on. We didn't ask for anything to be loosened. We just wanted it to get going again, okay? We don't want any oil change, all right? We don't want our...
The air filter does look like it could be replaced, is all I'm saying, okay?
Well, it's probably because of all the farts.
Look, I filled up the wiper fluid, though. That's for free, all right?
Look at the air filter. It's filthy.
Yeah,
and I could use some more wiper fluid, because when I've been wiping, it just won't stop.
Not enough fluid.
All right, I'm putting the air filter back then, but that's on you guys.
No. We'll take the new air filter.
Okay,
is that, I assume that's an extra cost in gold.
No, in the spirit, Dick Bisque, of communication and friendship, and us striking what I think is a bulletproof, mutually agreeable deal, the air filter is free. And that's the gnomish promise.
Wow.
That's good gear.
And since you've done that, boon for me, I shan't double-cross you as I had planned and come up with some way to make the town dive deep into the earth as it could still move, but it would only go deeper and deeper towards the core of Foon.
I'm so happy. So how do you do your part now?
I'll just take this broom.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys keep talking. I'll just fly to your town real quick and check on that crystal. Bye!
What? When did he start flying via broom? Yeah, that's so weird.
Who can know what it's referencing? Who can?
I'm not sure I get this one, actually.
He's also standing on the top of the broom handle, like balancing on it, which looks so weird. It's... Like, just put it between your legs, man. No one's going to judge you.
Yeah.
He looked insane, right?
Yeah. I mean, more than usual.
Yeah, but wizards are, you know, they're doing wild stuff now, and magic is crazy.
He did not look like he knew what to do with his arms, right? Like, if you put the broom between your legs, you know where to put your arms. But he stood on top, and so at first he had them sort of on his hips, and then he folded his arms, and then he put them flat at the side, and then he put them both behind his head like he was relaxing, but he was tensing so much.
And the thing is, he just kept going back and forth in front of the tavern. It's like, get going, save my town, stop.
It looked like he said he was going to use the broom, and then he realized he didn't remember what the broom does, so he was just like, I got to incorporate this broom somehow.
I bet you 100 gold that broom is sitting right outside the tavern door, and he just flew normal the rest of the way.
Yeah.
100 gold.
Flew normal, yeah.
Yeah, flew normal. You know, Micronimo, while we wait for Usador to come back, would you be okay with us reading an email?
Oh, I would love that. What's an email?
It's a message from my world. Oh, by the way, I'm from another world.
Oh, that explains why you're so big.
Yeah, people who listen to this, send us emails. Listeners, if you want to email us, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and message us there. Here's a recent message we got. The title is Merch. It says, please add more non-white shirts, long sleeves, ! Some of us are huge slobs like Arnie, and I'm not trying to get a self-made pink shirt. Thank you. Also, add, only you can prevent drugs. And sorry for my superfluous use of ! I can't help it.
Why would you want to prevent drugs?
I think they're referencing something we've said on the podcast before. I think the main point of this message is someone saying, can the shirts not be white? Can they have more colors? Which I think we do actually have a bunch of other colors.
Yeah, I think so. But they also said no pink shirts or something along those lines.
I think they're worried that their white shirts will turn pink because they're messy slob like me.
So you do have magic on Earth. White becomes pink? Arnie, didn't you also say on Earth that sometimes two become one?
No.
You sang that song and you said...
No.
You said, get it on, get it on. This is the night that two become one. That's also magic. You hide so much magic from us, Arnie.
I need somebody like I've never needed someone before to explain this email to me.
Sure. Look, here, I think I'll explain. We have lots of great t-shirts that people can buy. There'll be a link in the show notes. They're all on TeePublic.
Shirts that are spilled with tea, which is, that's why they're brown, and so they want them to be white.
Well, white is one of the color options. Brown is another color option. But here's the thing. You can click on any of the shirts, and they aren't just the color that is shown at first. When you click on the link, you can get them in a multitude of colors, including tie-dye.
Incredible.
Ooh, tie-dye. That, we need to get some. Whoa.
Sorry, I dropped the broom as soon as I left, so I had to fly there normal, and I had to bite that magic carpet all the way back here.
I knew it, Carpet Muncher.
Dick Bisk Carpet Muncher. So is it done?
Oh, it's all done. It was easy enough to fix the...
Hold on, the resonance stone in my arm is glowing. That means that it's working again. That was the signal, if I was successful.
Yes, I went and I looked at the crystal at the center of the town, and it was green. And I thought, oh, that's not good. So I clicked on it, and I made it a different color, and now it's blue, and everything's fine.
We could have just braved the 3 days of nightmares and the vibrating teeth sneezing to just go click on it?
Well, you needed a wizard to do it, and then I sort of I sort of leaned on it and gave it like a punch with one arm, and I shouted, Fonzarelli! And then it was all fixed.
Oh, well, if it required a magic word such as that I could never have known, I must thank you for completing my mission for me, Dick.
And then my hat fell off. And a door was about to close on the chamber where the crystal is. And I reached under and I grabbed the hat right before the door came down. And I threw it back on my head.
Oh, thank goddesses.
Kind of gave the brim a little.
A little what?
A little like, I don't know.
Describe it.
What do you call it? Yeah, no,
I can't.
Right, you run your finger across the brim.
You're just turning your hat.
You're twisting your hat around.
No, you don't turn the hat. You don't turn the hat.
You're grabbing the brim and it's turning with you.
Just run your finger across the brim of the fucking hat.
What does that do?
To look cool.
Leave it to the experts.
Yeah, let me try it with my thing here.
Oh, he broke his own neck.
I knocked my head off.
Ooh, that's all right. We can fix that.
Yeah, Usador. While you were gone, we were talking about merch. Briefly, people can buy shirts on our TeePublic store. There's a link in the show notes. But the one other thing I wanted to add to this is something we've been talking about doing for a while. In the email, they requested an Only You Can Prevent Drugs shirt. So what I think we should do is we're going to have a shirt.
Why are we doing that again?
It's too much to explain. Just go with it. In our store, we're going to have a shirt, and it's going to have a little chunt, and it's going to have a word balloon, and it's going to say, Only You Can Prevent Drugs. Now, it's for a limited time until the next time one of us says that should be a shirt, then the Only You Can Prevent Drug shirt will be gone, and you can only get the new one. So maybe next week it'll be different, or maybe we'll forget to do it for years and years and years.
That sounds right.
Well, it sounds like a real act now situation to me.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be sort of fun, because then you could have chunt shirts that say all sorts of different things, sort of the way chunt says all sorts of different things.
Chunt says all sorts of different things.
And Usador shirts that say all kinds of things. And Arnie shirts that say all kinds of things.
Okay, fine. I will add an Arnie shirt, and it's going to say, butt ass big donger. I don't know that
make that one available for
will
all
ever
time.
Buy
wow.
it.
Wow. You know, wear it to like family reunions or graduations. Mm-hmm.
If there's one thing that Arnie loves, it's backstock.
Yes.
You know, guys, also, I'm right. I'm right here. I said all kinds of stuff. I said a bunch of things. I mean, were you to pick one just out of the...
I see what's happening here. Take some more Pixie's Whisper. Mm. There you go. Oh, no. Oh. Up your left nostril. You must take the left tunnel. Mike, you must take the left tunnel.
Oh, no. I did it. All right. Well, okay. Well, this is great. This has been great, guys. This has been great. I'm going to get home. This is so exciting. Mechatronica is saved, and I've made a bunch of new friends, and this is awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'll see you all later.
Goodbye. Micronimo.
It's so interesting. He's talking a mile a minute, but his mechanized wooden suit is moving so slowly.
Oh, man, I just can't believe it. I can't wait to get home like this. I'm just like, sorry, could you just move this chair out of the way for me? Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is I'm having
He's some- moving the levers faster, but it's not, he hasn't increased the capabilities of the machine.
The latch is tricky here. I just can't seem to have, you know, it's like, I want to open it, but my fingers are all twitchy like this. Got it.
That crystal in Mechatronica is good for, I'd say, at least 10, 15 weeks.
Okay. Oh, good.
I have a note here from production. I told them never to approach me. The cast wants you to know that they paused the recording for 15 minutes to verify that Usador's gnome name, Dick Bisk, was not the name that the inventory imp ate earlier this season. They confirmed that that name was Biscuit Meniscus, which was how the Bakers formerly knew him. So they resume recording, safe in the knowledge that they could canonically still refer to him as Dick Bisk. See, we do pay attention to details. This once. Also, the Magic Tavern Tee Public Store now has, for a limited time, shirts where Chunt says, "Only you can prevent drugs," and one where Arnie says, "Butt-ass big donger." I'm told they made these shirts on purpose. There's a link to the merch store in the show notes. Again, they are here for a limited time, so focus on the positive. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. My Chronomo Good Gear was played by special guest Eric Muller. You can see Eric improvise with his friends on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Second City Chicago in the show $10 Comedy. So I guess it's not pay what you think the show's worth, Eric? Then again, they stopped printing $0 bills. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Kite Meow Wow, Elliot Raven Oak, Cat Savage, the Thundercat with no moral code, No Tank Tops, Ben Riley, Solar Jenkins, freewheeling cousin of Hydroelectric Jones, Emily Elizabeth St. Gutierrez, Colton Mr. G. Gableman, Nick the Florida Man, Do the Right Thing on Election Day, Nick, and Zach Fisher. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, this year's Chunt for Red October.
Well, we can't tell you that because we have Dr. Pepper confidentiality.
Yes.
Okay, I'll be over here.
I don't like him particularly.
No, me either. Not as bad as Sandy, but...
Who?
Sandy was over here before.
The vampire or the mummy? I met a mummy earlier.
Here's the thing, they're both the same person.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
That was Sandy the vampire dressed up like a mummy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wrapped himself in bandages and then he came up and he said, "I'm a mummy. I'm wrapped in bandages." And it's like, what are we doing?
Oh, he came up to me and he said, "Oh, be careful, I'll turn into 1,000 locusts." And I was like, all right, whatever. I can do that.
1,000 locusts?
Locusts.
Locusts. That makes way more sense.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said 1,000 locusts.
That would be scary.
1,000 locusts? Hello.
Fuck, it's Lucas.
Hey, Lucas.
It's me, Lucas number 347.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.